Today's shiur is dedicated by Yosef and Yael Gorovich for his chus for Fuhu Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechet Nazir Daf Chav Tes. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Chesim Abeis, three lines from the bottom at the Gemara. In our previous shiur, we had learned that a father has the right to impose a naziris on his son. Says the Gemara, ish in, that only applies to the father. The father has such a right, avalish shaloi. But a mother does not have such a right. So ask the Gemara, my tama, why is that? Why is there any difference between a father and a mother? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon says, halacha hi ben nazir. It's a specific halacha l'mashe Sinai that was said regarding Hilchas Naziris, that this authority was only given to the father, not to the mother. Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina says in the name of Resh Lakish, k'dei l'chanche b'mitzvahs. The entire purpose, the entire reason that there's a child could become a nazir is k'dei l'chanche b'mitzvahs, in order that the child should become accustomed to the mitzvah of Naziris, and that's why there is a din of Naziris even for this young child. So, of course, all the Mefarshim asked the question, what is the chinuch? What is the mitzvah? We know we're supposed to train our children to do mitzvahs, but what is the chinuch aspect of becoming a Nazir? So, the Rosh says, It says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Nedarim Siyag L'Parishis. This is a way, a person who takes upon himself Nedarim, that's a way how they become accustomed to separating themselves from what they're not supposed to do. And that's why teaching children to become a Nadir, make a Nedar, and keep it, become a Nazir and keep it, is an important element in Chinuch. Another pshat is that the Moritz Chayis explains that we would think that chinuch is obligated in something that the child's going to have to do as he becomes an adult. But something that he's not going to have to do as an adult, there is no chinuch. The point over here is that even though the actual naziris may not be something that he's going to be obligated to do when he becomes an adult, on the contrary, we've learned many times in our Masechta that there may be an element of an Aveira in becoming a Nazir. But this concept of separating oneself from what he doesn't have to have, somebody being satisfied with what they have, is something that is an obligation. And since it's an obligation, therefore one should be mechanech in this element. Sfas Emes has a different approach. The Sfas Emes' approach is that we know that when somebody undertakes a Naziris, says the Sfas Emes, what's involved is, or any nether, frankly, is that he should be careful not to violate the nether, the concept of Balyachel Devaroi. And the chinuch that we're speaking about here is teaching the child to be careful with his words, and that when he undertakes something, he has to keep it. Ask the Gemara, if that's the reason, says the Gemara, Rish Lakish is teaching us that that's the reason, so why are women not able to impose Naziris on their children? Even a woman, isn't a mother obligated to be mechanech her children? Kesavar, answers the Gemara, Ish mechayev l'chanech espanoi b'mitzvahs. A father is obligated to be mechanech his children in mitzvahs, but a mother is not. And of course, this opens up a very important discussion. Is that true that a mother is not obligated to be mechanech her children? Of course, we have many precedents in Shas where women are obligated to be mechanech the children. So some Rishonim explain that the point of our Gemara is that the chinuch of Naziris The chinuch of Naziris is not a chinuch that a mother has to give. Of course, a typical chinuch on other issues a mother has to give. Another pshat that they say is that the chinuch that the Shas discusses that a mother gives is only when there is no father. But if there's a father, the halacha is that a father has to give this chinuch and not the mother. And again, the Karen Ira elaborates on what we said a moment ago. There are two parts of chinuch. There are two types of mitzvahs that were mechanech. There are mitzvahs that the child is going to be obligated to do when he becomes adult, and the mitzvahs that they doesn't have to, that he won't be obligated when he's an adult. Naziris is clearly a mitzvah that will be a mitzvah that the child is not obligated to do when he's an adult. Since it's not a mitzvah that he's going to be obligated to do when he's an adult, on that type of mitzvah, the father is mechuyev to do chinuch, but the mother is not. So this discussion about chinuch and whose obligation it is or not opens up many interesting discussions, interesting shailas. We know that when a child, when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, the halacha is, the minig is, that we make a bracha baruch shepatrani. And the question is, that and this is quoted in the Ramah, in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Chav Hei Sif Beis. There's actually a question, when we make the bracha baruch shepatrani, do we just say baruch shepatrani ma'anshe shalzeh, or do we make the bracha with Shema Malchus? Most people have the minig that they make the bracha b'shem umal, without Shema Malchus, they just say Baruch Shepatrani. The Groz minig is to say Baruch Ato Hashem El Kenem Melech Ha'olam. The Magen Avraham over there in Siman Reish Chaf Hei brings two explanations in this bracha. One is that as long as the child is a katan, his father gets punished for any averis that he may do because he didn't have the proper chinuch. However, what the father is proclaiming when he says Baruch Shepetrani, that the father's obligation, the father no longer has an obligation to be mechanech his children. Now at this point, this boy has become a bar mitzvah, so the father has no longer that obligation, and therefore the father will not be punished for any averus that the son does. So the bracha is Baruch Shepetrani Ma'anshul Sazeh, this child, this person's actions, Baruch Shepetrani Ma'anshul, cannot have any effect on me. There are others, the Levush explains that the bracha Baruch Shepetrani is that, on the contrary, the Gemara we learned, the Masech the Shabbos, the Aflam and Amabez teaches us, Bavoin the Dorim, Bonim Mesim Kshikutanim, because people violate the Dorim, their children die when they're young, and when the child becomes bar mitzvah, the child no longer will suffer because of an aveira that his father would do. So the question is, what about Baruch Shepetrani when a girl becomes bar mitzvah? If the point is that from now on, the parent, the father, will not be punished because of the chiyuv of the child, because of the child not acting properly, and the father is held responsible because he was mechanech the child. Since there's no chiyuv of chinuch, or the chiyuv of chinuch by girls is less than by boys, then there's no room for this bracha baruch shepetrani. If, however, the reason why we make a baruch shepetrani is because the child is no longer going to suffer chas v'shalom potentially because of the virus of the father, then the halacha is then Baruch Shepetrani should be said. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah over there, Siman Reish Chaf Hei Sif Katan Zayin, says that the bracha Baruch Shepetrani is because the father no longer has that obligation, and therefore, since the obligation by a girl was much less in the first place, that we don't make a Baruch Shepetrani. What about the mother? The mother making a Baruch Shepetrani. If we're learning that the mother, as we just learned in the Gemara, doesn't have an obligation to be mechanech her children, so there's really no room for Baruch Shepetrani. And certainly if we explain that the mother averis don't cause punishment for their children, so there's no room for the bracha baruch shevetrani. Even though, as we just quoted, that the Rishonim say that a mother, certainly under certain circumstances and certain mitzvahs, is mechuyiv in the chinuch of her children, still the minig is that the bracha is not said by women. And one of the reasons that it's not said by women is because the bracha, a baruch shevetrani, is supposed to be said in public by Kriyas HaTorah. So as many times brachas that are said publicly, women don't say. They don't say brachas that are said publicly because it's a contradiction. We know the halacha tells us kol kvuda bas melech panima, the kavod is supposed to a woman is to remain indoors and not to come publicly amongst 10 men that make this bracha. Says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah that a father can impose naziris on a son. So Bishlam Alam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lochi ben Nazar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who's been saying that this is a special halacha ben Moshe Messina was said by Nazar, Amtul Lochi, we can well understand benayin that this halacha only applies by son, Beit Elai, because so was the mitzvah of so was this halacha stated, halacha l'Moshe Messina. But ask the Gemara, El Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, that the halacha is that it's a chinuch concept, a filibitoi, then the halacha should be that a father should be mechanech his daughter, has to be mechanech his daughter, just like he has to be mechanech his son. Answers the Gemara, Kesavar, Resh Lakish's opinion is, B'noi chayev l'chanchoi, the chiyev chinuch applies to sons, bitoi ein chayev l'chanchoi, there is no obligation for chinuch of daughters. So if Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masechet Yuma teaches us that girls, when the Gemara over there speaks about fasting on Yom Kippur and be mechanic children to fast on Yom Kippur, applies by boys and girls. But now Rish Lakish just said that it doesn't apply, there's no mitzvah chinuch by girls. So Tosfos says there's a tzarech l'chalek b'davar. What does that mean? So the Tosfos Yeshanim explains that, of course, when our Gemara says that a father is not obligated to be mechanech a daughter, that's a statement that's difficult to understand. Aren't we obligated to make sure that our daughters, as they become adults, will do what they're obligated to do? So of course there's a chinuch by all mitzvahs. Here we're speaking about chinuch of naziris, which, as we learned at the beginning of the shir, is a chinuch that we need to understand why is there really an obligation of chinuch. Such a mitzvah, by chinuch naziris, since it won't be something that they will be obligated to do when they're adults, so that chinuch is only by boys, not by girls. Another pshat that the Tosfos HaRosh, the Rabbeinu Peretz, suggest is that the chiyuv of chinuch for girls is only by mitzvahs that are easier to perform. Mitzvah of fasting in Yom Kippur is not such a difficult mitzvah to perform. It's not such a difficult mitzvah to be mechanech. And therefore, the halacha is that this chinuch for fasting. Whereas naziris, which is not a mitzvah that one is obligated to do, and it's a much more complicated mitzvah to do, there is no chinuch by girls. The question is that if our Gemara now is saying that there's no chiyuv of chinuch by girls, what would be the halacha that about being mechanech girls, about answering amen of a girl that is still a ketana? If there's no chiyuv of chinuch for a girl, why would we be allowed to answer amen on a bracha that she's not obligated to do? But according to the way we just learned, that most Rishonim are of the opinion that there is a chiyuv chinuch for all mitzvahs, even by a girl. And everything that we're discussing in our shir is only reflecting the halacha of naziris, but not other situations. So therefore, the halacha is that we can answer amen on the bracha of a child. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan says that perhaps there is no mitzvah to answer amen, and not just no mitzvah, one should not answer amen on the bracha made by a girl before when she's young, but we don't paskin that way. Rav Moshe, in fact, says that a father in the Igros Moshe Shalos Tshuvos, Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, he says that a father, a parent, has certainly have a chiyuv to be mechanech their daughter, just like they have to be mechanech their son, and one has to, and there's a question of using Meiser money to pay for tuition, because Meiser money cannot be used to pay for something that we're obligated to do. So if we're obligated to be mechanech our children, so then we can't use Meiser money, just like we can't use Meiser money for the fulfillment of any mitzvah that we're obligated to do. So Moshe over there in the Tshuva actually says, very much in line with what we've been learning in our shir, that the father is obligated to be mechanech a daughter, not just a son, and not just is there a chiv to mechanech a daughter, we should therefore can't use Meiser money to be, for the payment of tuition. The only thing Rav Moshe does seem to add is Rav Moshe says that if the tuition is very high and the father doesn't have the ability, the parents don't have the financial ability to pay for that tuition, so if the portion that makes it very, very hard, that it makes it very hard to pay, that's the part that maybe can be used, that maybe can be used for Meiser money. But certainly, we as parents have the chiyuv to mechayev the children. And similarly, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah clearly paskins that that the chiyuv of chinuch is both on a parent, on a father and a mother. The only difference is teaching is what type of mitzvahs we have a chiyuv to be mechanech them. There's an interesting question in Hilchas Chinuch. I once heard from Rav Moshe Zatzal. Rav Moshe says that people call him and ask him all sorts of shailas. The one type of shaila Rav Moshe says that he doesn't find people asking questions about are questions about chinuch. Seems that everybody knows what to do when it comes to chinuch. And the question is a father, there's a situation where a Talmud, one of the students, is not being successful in yeshiva. And the father went to discuss this with his Rebbe and asked, and the child keeps on saying that the reason he's not being successful is because the Rebbe, for some reason, is picking on him. The Rebbe says, of course it's not true. Your son has issues that are preventing him from behaving properly. So the way the father wanted to discover what is going true is asking, he has a friend who's also a parent in the class, is he allowed to ask the parent to get into a discussion with this parent's son, that the son should really tell the father what is going on in class and get a picture, is it the student's fault or is it the Rebbe's fault? And the question is one allowed to do this? So the Rav Moshe in Shalos Tshuvos, Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Beis Simon Kuf Gimel discusses a shaila where there was a student in the class, something happened wrong in the class, inappropriate in the class. And the question is, and the Rebbe wants to know who did this. Is the Rebbe allowed to demand from the students that they should disclose to him who did this? And moreover, the question is, can a student, if one Talmud sees another Talmud doing something wrong, is it appropriate to have this Talmud tell the Rebbe what he saw? So Rav Moshe says that part of chinuch is to teach the children how to, as we're learning very much, how to behave as they grow up. And of course, Lashon Hara is something that we don't want children to become accustomed to. So Rav Moshe there says that it's inappropriate to teach the children to act this way, and the Rebbe should try to do what he has to do, but not by getting Talmidim to talk about other Talmidim. Rav Ozner Zatzal the Shas Tshuva Shevet Alevi Chelik Tes Simon Lamed Dalid disagrees. He says, because of course he says that Lashon Hara is a big Aveira, and of course it's part of our obligation, as we're speaking about in our Shia here, to be mechanech our children. He says this is not necessarily considered Lashon Hara. And since it's not considered Lashon Hara, then maybe it's permitted to be said. We have to, therefore, analyze, according to Rav Ozner, Rav Ozner is not essentially disagreeing with Rav Moshe. What Rav Ozner is saying, that chinuch is only something that the child will have to do or not be allowed to do when they become adults. So we have to analyze, as what we're talking about, something that the child will be allowed to do when he becomes adult. Another question that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses, that there was a boy in a class, and he was a really excellent boy, and the other children were jealous of him, and they were bullying him. And there's one boy that saw this inappropriate behavior, and he wanted to befriend this boy that everybody was bullying. But by him doing so, he would now become also the subject of the bullying. What is the halacha? So he says that the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Pei Beis Amar Aleph, discusses the case of a pregnant woman smells food on Yom Kippur. The halacha is, at that point, since she has a craving for that food, you're allowed to give it to eat, achatashiv nafshay. The Gemara says, however, if a woman has such a craving, we should try to tell her, you know, it's Yom Kippur, and that will perhaps, hopefully, cause the craving to subside, and she shouldn't, chas v'sham, have to eat on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that there was such a story, and Rebbe told where the woman had the craving Yom Kippur, and Rebbe told them, whisper in the ear, it's Yom Kippur, and that subsided her craving. And in fact, the child that was born was Rabbi Yochanan. And there was a story just the opposite. So we see that holding himself back is not always easy. And therefore, when we speak about chinuch, part of the chinuch is recognizing what a child can do and what a child cannot do. And he quotes a very interesting story. He says that in the yeshivas Eitz Chaim, in the time of Rav Shlomo Zalman, there was a boy whose name was Chaim Yaakov Levine. Chaim Yaakov Levine was the son of the famous tzaddik Rav Arya Levine. Chaim Yaakov Levine was a tremendous, brilliant young boy. In fact, as a young boy, he was the chavrusa of Rav Shlomo Zalman. In fact, not only was Rav Shlomo Zalman's chavrusa, he was younger than Shlomo Zalman, and still he excelled. And the boys in the class were jealous of him. Here, this boy is the youngest in the class. It seems that he was the shortest in the class, and they were jealous how he excelled. So when he became bar mitzvah, in the jealousy, they all decided that they're not going to go to his bar mitzvah, and they're not going to give him a gift. Apparently, the minhag was that all the boys were joined together to buy the boy a bar mitzvah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, of course, did not join with them. And we know who Rav Shlomo Zalman was. So we learned so much from the story. One is that we have to teach our children, that it's not always easy. And it's not always easy to be different from everyone else. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us here. Chinuch is not always easy. And chinuch also requires that we should teach our children what they have to do when they grow up, but not just teaching them that this is the way you perform a mitzvah, and not just teach them that this is that this is an aveira. Part of what chinuch represents is teaching them how to behave and how to live their lives properly. Continues the Gemara. Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan, we can understand according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that this concept of a father imposing naziris on a son is halachi ben nazir, is a special halachi ma'ish b'sina by nazir. Halachi ben naziris in, we find this by naziris ben nadarim loy. But we don't find this whole concept by other nadarim, because the halachi ma'ish b'sina was said specifically by naziris. But ask the Gemara, afil Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, the halacha ought to apply afil in the Dharam Nami, the halacha ought to apply by other in the Dharam as well. Says the Gemara, let me buy a kama. Says the Gemara, exactly that's what Reish Lakish means to say. Let me buy bin the Dharam, in the case of all the Dharam, the lesne nivel, there's no nivel involved, there's no special difficulty involved. That's why, of course, a father can and should be mechanech his children in those nadurim, ella feel of nadurim, sheyes be nivel, where the child's not going to be allowed to cut his hair, etc. So maybe this is too difficult, and there should be no concept of chinuch there. Teaches us Reish Lakish that the Mishnah teaches us that even in the zeris, I feel a hachi chayv lechanchoy. There's a concept of chinuch. Continues the Gemara. Bishlam Rav Yochanan da malachi ben Nazar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that this is a special halacha Mishma Sinai, Hana Diktani. Now we could understand the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah in our previous year, that even though if the father imposed Naziris on the son, Micha or Michu Krovov, that if the son protests or the relatives protest, the Naziris is bottle. Because that's the way the halacha Mishma Sinai was taught. But ask the Gemara, Ela Reish Bechanina, Omar Reish Lakish, because it's a concept of chinuch. Ask the Gemara, kol kvinei kroivim, the amrelei leitegrim mitzvahs, do relatives have the ability to protest about a parent's chinuch? Kesavar answers the Gemara, actually Reish Lakish holds, kol chinuch de leichashiv, any chinuch that's not being be done properly, leinechalei, and is not the way the chinuch should be done, the relatives have a right to protest. And in fact, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein there in the Sefer Chashuki Chemed speaks about an interesting shaila. He speaks about there was a parent who was dressing his child in a style of clothing that this parent came from a different location, from a different country, that the way people dressed in that country was in a certain fashion. But he now came to live in a place where people don't dress that way. And he still insisted, this parent still insisted, that his child continue wearing clothing like they wear in the country of their origin. And of course, this bothered the child that he should be, that he's different. Says so the question is, and the parent and the relatives are upset. So he says that on one hand, there's a concept of minig hamakom. So if everybody dresses in a certain way, treating your child that he should be different is something that's inappropriate. And the relatives, as we see in our Gemara, Reish Lakish just taught us, have a right to say something and should say something. On the other hand, that there is a concept of a parent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified that this person should be the parent of this child. Included in the Torah is saying that this parent is the parent of this child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this child to this parent, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you, the parent, should be mechanech your child. And you should do what you think is best for your child. And parents know best for their, what's for their children versus the other people. And these are considerations that have to be taken in. Continues the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Dama, Halachi bin Nazar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that this is a special halacha, Mish Mishina bin Nazar, Mishim Hachim Mikaleich Vavar Akafa. We know as the Nazar completes his term of Naziris, he has to shave his whole head. And the halacha, and that is a violation of the Lava of Laisa Kifu, Pas Roshchem. The reason it's allowed to be done that way is because that's what the Torah says. Esed Doicha Laisa say. The essay of the Nazir doing this taklachas is doicha de lav alay sekifa pas roishchem. And since the Naziris is Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, and Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, as we've discussed in our shiurim, is equivalent to mitzvah d'oraisa, so that's why we could do this hakofa. But ask the Gemara, El Rabbi Yosi B'Chanina, Amre Shlokish, K'dei L'Chachem V'Mitzvahs, yes, there's a point to be mechanachim. Hakofa d'akofa, how could that allow us that to do hakofa? If there's no chiv d'oraisa of doing hakofa, we can't apply the concept of Eser Doicha Loisa say that will be able to allow him to do hakofa. And as the Rishonim explained, the concept of hakofa, the Brisk Rav says a beautiful pshat. He says, chinuch is critical, as we're learning in our shir. But chinuch can only be done when the chinuch is teaching the child to do a mitzvah. If as a result of the chinuch, the child is actually going to be doing an aveira, that isn't the chinuch that the Torah wants us to do. Answers the Gemara. Ksava, Rish Lakish's opinion is, hakofas kol roish midrabanan. The isser of doing hakofas kol roish is only midrabanan, because the only time you're over midraisa, according to Rish Lakish, is if you cut off the peis, and only the peis. But if you cut off all of the hair, that isn't an isser deraisa, and therefore, also, so the entire isser hakofa here is only an isser drabanan. And that's why also chinuch the rabbanim, and the opportunity to do chinuch is doicha that kafah the rabbanim. And ask the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan dama halachi benazir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says that this halacha that we impose a nazirus on the child is a special that the father can do so is a special halacha mosh mesinai. Halacha megaleicha ma'ase carbon. You could bring a carbon, and there's no issue of chulin ba'azara. We know if you bring a carbon, and as the Rishonim point out, we're reflecting here the Karban Chatas, because the Nazir, when he finishes his Naziris, brings the Chatas oil and shlomim. So an oil and shlomim, as we often discuss in our Shurim, can be brought as an Adava. So since they can be brought as an Adava, so there's no problem if the child is a Nazir, isn't the Nazir bringing that carbon. But the other carbon is a Karban Chatas, and a Karban Chatas can only be brought if you're obligated to bring that carbon. If you're not obligated to bring that carbon, it becomes chulin ba'azara. So how could he bring that carbon? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says it's halach l'mash m'sinai. So this child is a full-fledged nazir, and all the halachas of the kabbonis of a nazir apply to him. El Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, Amrei Shlokish, that the entire point here is k'day l'chancha b'mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, k'maisi chulin la'azara. How can we allow carbon to be brought when you're not obligated to bring it? Answers the Gemara Ksavar, Rish Lakish's opinion is Chulin Bazara, the Issa bringing Chulin Bazara is Lav Deraisa. It's not considered a Lav Deraisa, and therefore it's permissible. The Achronim ask, but we learned the Masechta the Yevamis a question that the Kahanim wear the Begot, the Big Day Kuhuna when they do the Avoida, and one of the Big Day Kuhuna is the avnate, the belt, which is shatness, klayim. So how could you wear it? So again, we say the isser of loisas is doich loisas. Say the mitzvah of the kahanim wearing the big day kahuna is doich the loisas say of wearing shatness. But that's only if the mechuyev and bringing the carbon. But if here there is no chiyev, how could they violate the isser of klayim? So the Beis Halevi says that Rish Lakish is going to have to hold that this machloikis in Masechta Yevamis was the avnate klayim or not. Rish Lakish is obviously of the opinion that the avnate was not klayim. The Maritz Chayis answers that the issa of klayim medaraisa is only when one wears the beged which is shatis with the intention to benefit, enjoy. Wearing klayim to do, when the kohanim wear the avnate that's klayim, they're not really wearing it for enjoyment purposes, and that's why it's not an issa deraisa. The Torah, the halacha is that a nazir becomes tamei, has to bring shtei torah mishnei b'nei yoina, echel oil v'echel l'chatas. We know if somebody wants to eat poultry, they have to shecht the bird in order to eat it. But the birds that are brought as kabanas are not shechted, they do malicha, where the kayin uses his fingernail to pierce the neck of the bird from its back. If somebody were to kill a bird that way, not in the base of Mikdash, it's an avela. So says the Gemara, Bishlom l'Rav Yochanan d'amar lochi b'nazir ahochi, that's what we could understand. Kimetama, if this child who's a nazir, kimetama becomes tame, ma'isik carbon, tzipayrim, he could bring the bird carbon, and if the kohen, and when the kohen kills the bird with malika, v'achol, the halacha is, v'achol ha-kohen malika. The kohen can eat a bird, that a carbon that was killed through malika, because that's the way the Torah said, such a bird should be brought. El Rav Yosef Chanina, the Omar. We're not really allowed to kill a bird that way. And the only reason we're allowing this child to be a nazir is because of chinuch. But we can't allow a child to eat nevela because of chinuch. Answers the Gemara. Rav Yosef Yehuda. Rish Lakish agrees with the opinion of Yosef Yehuda. That there is really no chiv shchita on birds min ha-tayra. And therefore, there is no problem of eating the bird that was killed in Malika, because he holds that a bird can be killed in the Raisa anyway. And he also holds Chulam Be'azara, as we said, is also not an Issa the Raisa, and that's why we could bring the Chattas, that's why we could eat the Chattas Ha'if. I saw another discussion that the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkus, in his Chuvas Arachayim Simandala discusses that this oif is an avela, even if we'll say that, and why is there no problem? So he discusses the issue of chatzi shir, and he wants to say that if the kohen will eat less than a kazayis of this bird at a time, he wouldn't be considered eating an avela. And in fact, the discussion is, why isn't that what the Gemara says? So of course, if we hold chatzi shir osman atayra, we could understand why the Gemara didn't mention it. But some say that even if the issa nevela doesn't apply when you eat less than a shear, when you eat less than a kazayis, that doesn't change that there's a din v'zavachta, that the Torah says that the only way we're allowed to eat meat or poultry is if it was properly slaughtered. And if it wasn't slaughtered, by mitzvah say, there is no shear of a kazayis. Ask the Gemara v'savar of Yosef Hachi, is it indeed the opinion, is this the opinion of Yosef Yehuda? But Tanya, of Yosef Yehuda Omer, Menayin Lechatas Oif Shebaal HaSofik. If a person is in a situation where he's obligated to bring a Chatas Oif, a Zav, a Zava, a Yeledes, and they're in a status where we don't know if they have to bring the Chatas Oif or not. For example, he's not sure if he was the man or the woman, I'm not sure if they were Zava or Zava. This woman is not sure did she have a viable child and had chayiv the carbon of yeledus or not. What's the halacha she'ein nechelus? That the halacha is that you bring the chatas oif, but it's not eaten. Tamalayim v'azov azova lozochel nekeva. Makish nekeva lozocher. The Torah is comparing a female and a male. Ma zocher may be carbon alavadai, just like a male, if he does an aveira, he has to bring a carbon. After the kevim via carbon alavadai, so too is the halacha by a woman. Umazacha mevi ala sofik. If a man has a sofik if he did an aveira, if somebody has a sofik if he did an aveira for which you bring a carbon chatas, you bring a carbon ashem talui. Af nekeva mevia ala sofik. So too is the halacha by a female if she has a sofik. If a woman has a sofik if she did an aveira, she brings a carbon. Umazacha oisamin shu mevi alavadai. If maybe ala sofik, just like by the man, if he did the aveira, the halacha is he brings an animal as a carbon chatos. So too, when he has a sofik, if he did an aveira, he has to bring an oshem toli, which is also brought from an animal. Af nekeva, mimin shi mevi ala vadai, whatever she brings when she knows she's obligated to bring the carbon, a bird, mevi ala sofik. Ima zocha mevi carbon v'nechal, the halacha is that when a man has a sofik if he did an aveira, he brings an ashem tolui, and the ashem tolui is eaten af nekeva mevi'a carbon. The halacha is that when a woman has a sofik, if she has to bring a chatas oif, that it's brought, and not only is it brought for nechel, it should be eaten. Says the Gemara, amarta loy. That is not true. Because im amarta bezacher, if we're going to say that you'll have to eat Hashem Talui, shekein iser echad. The person who brings an Hashem Talui, and maybe he's not obligated to bring the Hashem Talui, maybe he didn't do the Aveira, and therefore he's not obligated to bring the carbon, so he only is violating one Aveira. And that's the Aveira of Chulam Bazara. He wasn't obligated to bring that carbon, to bring a carbon, and he's bringing a carbon. Taima ben the Keva, whereas the woman who's bringing the Chatas Ha'oif, when she's not obligated to bring it, Tznei Yisurim. There's two Yisurim involved. What are the two Yisurim? Lav, isn't it involved, isn't available, because as we discussed, a Chatas Ha'oif is not slaughtered. A Chatas Ha'oif has Malika, doesn't have Shechita, and the other Issa is Chulam Ba'azara. So we see that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda does hold that if you kill a bird with Malika, it becomes a Nevela. So now we're back to our original question. Rav Shlokish said that this boy is able to be a Nazir because of Chinuch, and if it become Tameh, he'll bring a Chatas Ha'oif. But how could he bring a Chatas Ha'oif and eat that Chatas Ha'oif? The Chatas Ha'oif is Chulin Ba'azara, and it's a Nevela. Maskev Lor Vachabrei Dervika. So Vachabrei Dervika asks on this entire discussion, the Dilma Trei Sur Midrabonim. You're saying that this is certainly an Isser, that it's certainly an Isser Deraisa. Yes, this Braisa said, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said, that bringing a Chatas Ha'oif that you're not obligated to bring, potentially involves two Isurim. But who says it means two Isurim Deraisa? Maybe it only means two Isurim Derabonim. So says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. This discussion, this machloikis that we've had between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the Gemara wants to suggest is actually a machloikis tanoim. The halacha is that a boy less than 12 years old, a girl that's less than 11 years old, the nedarim are meaningless. At a boy that's 12 years old, a girl that's 11 years old, fall into the concept that we're going to be discussing quite extensively in our shiur now of oynes nedarim. That if we investigate and see that these are intelligent children, they're in the category of what's known as a mufla hasamach l'ish, and then the nedarim are considered valid nedarim. Once the boy becomes 13 years old and the girl becomes 12 years old, then the nedarim, and they also bring shtei saris, they're considered adults. And once they're considered adults, of course the nedarim are full-fledged nedarim. So says the Gemara, Nosai, the Braisa teaches us, until what age could a father impose nazirus on his child? And Nosai Mades Benoi Benazir, Ach Yavish Dei Saris Devi Rebbe, until he becomes a gadol. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Ach Yigilanis Nedarim, until they become a boy 12, a girl 11. Says the Gemara, My Lav Tanoihi, says the Gemara, this machlaikis mirrors, suggests the Gemara, the machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. The Rebbe's opinion is halachi ben nazir. There's a special halach l'mosh m'sinai that a father could impose naziris on his child, and therefore afgav the gil la'oynas the darim. And even though this child now is a mufla samach l'ish, madalei va'ozel, the halach l'mosh m'sinai says that a father could continue imposing the naziris on his son ad the ma'isi shtei saris until he becomes a gadol. Rav Yosef Yehuda Amar, Achigil and Ayanus Adarim, that the father could only impose Naziris on his child until he becomes a Mufla Samach Leish, 12 years old. Savar Kedei Lechancha B'mitzvus, that the purpose of imposing the Naziris, the right to impose the Naziris, is a Chinuch concept. The Kivin and the Nafik Rimashusei, once the child is old enough that he can make his own Adarim, he's 12 years old, then the Chi of Chinuch, Sulaim Chayiv, there is no chiyuv chinuch anymore. Amri says the Gemara loy. The two subjects don't necessarily travel together. The Kulama, everybody can agree with Rabbi Yochanan, halachi ben nazir, that there's a special halacha of Moshe Mesinai that a father can make his child into a nazir. Here the machloikus is around the concept of muflach samachlish. Rabbi Savar, muflach Muflas Samach Leish Rabbanon. The entire concept that we've learned that an intelligent boy can make a nether when he's already 12 years old is only with Rabbanon. And therefore, Asya Deraisa, the Alocha Moshe Mesinai, which is equivalent to a Deraisa, that a father can impose Naziris on a son, Dachya Derabbanon is Doicha, the Din Derabbanon of Mufla Samach Leish. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sofer, that no, Mufla Samach Leish is a Deraisa. And therefore, even though there's Alocha Moshe Mesinai that you could impose Naziris on your son, that's not when it involves a deraisa. When a deraisa, the child, the boy, when he's 12 years old, is no longer in the father's rishos. Vibay Seima, or we could say that everybody, both Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, are going to hold the Kula Amma, the reason a father can impose Naziris on a son is Kedei L'chancha B'mitzvahs. And Mufa Asamach L'ish is only the Rabbanon. And what is the Machloikus? Rebbe Sava Asa Chinuch the Rabbanon, the Dochi Mufa Asamach L'ish the Rabbanon. We have two Rabbanons. And the Rabbanon of Chinuch, Rebbe holds, supersedes the Halacha of Chinuch, the Halacha of Mufla Samach Lish. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Amar, Achigil Anis Nadarim, he says, when we have two the Rabbanons, he says, Loi Asi Chinuch the Rabbanon, V'dafli Mufla Samach Lish. And therefore, once he becomes 12 years old, an intelligent 12 years old, the Halacha is, the father can no longer impose Nadarim on him. Says the Gemara, Lema Hani Kanoi Tanai Kanoi. The machloikus that we have in between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda mirrors another machloikus Tanoim. And actually, usually throughout Shas, when we have such a situation, we it's actually learned as a question, or not necessarily that's the case. But here, actually, this is going to be the maskana that the two machloikus that we're having travel together. The Tanya Maaser Rav Chanina Shadir Ovid Ben Nazir. There was a situation with Rav Chanina when he was over 13 years old. His father imposed Naziris on him. Viviu Lefnei Rav Gamliel. And then they brought this, then they came to Gamliel to discuss, was he a Nazir or not? V'hai Rav Gamliel Boitkai, Rav Gamliel was examining this child. Leida, Im Hevi Shtei Saras Eloi Hevi. If he already was a Godel. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef says that wasn't the story. What he tried to determine was Lei de Megil Aynus Nadarim, was the child already in the category of Mufla Samach Lish? Imlav. Amalai, Shem Chanina said to Rav Gamliel, Rebbe, Al Tetzdari Ledvakeni. You don't need to go through any investigation. Im Kotnani, if I'm a Kotn, Bishril Abba. So I'm a Nazir because my father imposed Naziris on me. And if I'm a godl, so then I'm taking the zeros upon myself. When Rav Gamliel heard this great statement said by Rav Chanina as a young boy, Rav Gamliel saw that he's a chacham and is a Yerushamayim. I'm confident that one day he will be a great rav. Amru, and indeed they said, didn't take long at Shahira Rabbi Yisrael until he became a godly Yisrael. From a young age, he showed what great potential he has.